Cruzan acknowledged polling done by his camp showed a spike in voter sentiment for his main opponent, John Hamilton, about a month prior to the election, before swinging back to his side.
4 weeks ago, we felt the momentum had shifted toward the Hamilton campaign, and then about 2 weeks ago, I'd say almost to a day, you know, we had numbers that showed the momentum had swung back, and it just kept getting better as we went.
In the end, Cruzan garnered almost 60% of the vote to Hamilton's 40%. The third Democrat on the ballot, John Guzan, collected less than 24 votes. Hamilton says he will not run as an independent in the fall, but says he hopes his campaign has drawn attention to the need for greater environmental protection and a shrinking of the city's crime rate.
I think we raised some issues for the city about what ought to be on the agenda and what we need to tackle and raise some questions and energize the party.
Any challengers hoping to run against Cruzan in November's general election must be nominated by a party caucus or convention by June 30th. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.